Nigerians and other foreign nationals living in South Africa are worried that demonstrations against migrant workers, known as Operation Dudula, the Zulu word for drive out, could turn violent. About 700,000 Nigerians live in South Africa. Colin Simbo is the president of Nigerian Union in South Africa, the umbrella body of Nigerians resident in that country. He says similar demonstrations in previous years led to the loss of lives and property.
We are concerned because in the past, xenophobic protests have resulted in into violence and looting of foreign-owned shops. In 2008, attacks against foreigners left at least 62 people dead, whereas in 2015, seven innocent African brothers were killed. Armed mobs descended on foreign-owned businesses in Johannesburg in 2019, and another mob attack left at least 12 people dead.
An estimated 3 million migrants from other African countries live in South Africa. Since 2008, anti-foreigner sentiment has flared up periodically, with some South African citizens blaming migrants for crime or for taking jobs in a country where the unemployment rate is nearly 40%. In the past few months, there has been a significant rise in xenophobic attitudes, with some political leaders saying the country needs to tighten its immigration policies to prevent those who enter the country illegally from working. Human rights activists and others in South Africa have said the problem with unemployment is due to government economic failures and not immigrants. Mbo says the leadership of the Nigerian community in South Africa has sent a message to President Cyril Ramaphosa to intervene and save foreign nationals from any possible violent attacks.
Nigerian Union South Africa is also using this opportunity to appeal to the President of South Africa to do whatever necessary to help and protect the lives, the properties, and the belongings of foreigners in South Africa. We have every belief and hope in the country and in the law enforcement agencies. And we know that the President will protect Nigerians in South Africa and other foreign nationals.
Mbo says the leadership of the Union has advised Nigerians to be law-abiding and avoid acts that can cause trouble with their hosts. This is Mike Mbonyi for VOA News in Lagos.